Don't.
Still doing this, are we?
Yeah, we are. We're still doing it. We're still doing it.
Jim Culp of Glendale. Jim Culp.
Can you cope with colonist Jim?
Right? It's Culp, not Cope.
Oh, okay.
Jim Culp.
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 Is he
Glendale.
Culpable for calling us, Andy?
Stop it. 888-696-1003. I'm starting the clock. Jim Culp of Glendale. 888-696-1003. Won't you call us in the next 10 minutes so we can give you $100? Otherwise, we'll make it $600 for 600 box.
Boxes?
For Jay McCoy of Riverside. So I was just out walking around the hallways of the station, shooting the breeze at people.
Around.
Hey, how's it going? What's going? Hey,
257.
Yeah. And then I realized we have
radio
60
to do.
Seconds before. Yeah. So my blood's going. We'll start things off with the police here. 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. Got to make a phone call here.
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. This is Andy Chanley from 100.3 The Sound.
Hey, Andy. How are you, man?
I'm well. I'm sitting here with my friend Christian Hand, and I was just doing some counting. I counted $600!
$600!
You are absolutely right.
That's sweet.
Yes, it is. It made a nice day.
Yeah, you could do like a whole, 24 hours of massage straight with that kind of dough.
That might be fun.
Well, you could make a list of things you might buy, but stick around at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. We'll find out if we make it 7 or if 6 is the number of the counting.
Oh, no. We want to keep counting, Mr. Andy.
All right, dude. Good luck.
All righty. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, then. You know what happens now? We get somebody on the phone to play the Time Capsule Fun. Why don't you call us 888-696-1003. Maybe we'll send you to see Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Melissa Etheridge at the Greek Theater on August 21st. We'll take caller 3 right now, and we'll listen to some Ethel Merman on the sound. Got to wait for the wolf whistle. Hold on. God, could you imagine the kind of mail we'd get if I pot that down before that wolf whistle at the end of it?
Yes.
It wouldn't be pretty.
No.
It wouldn't be good. Why are you in such a foul mood, by the way?
Andy, I'm not much of a prima donna. I think that can be said about me.
Yeah?
There are certain things that get on my wick, as we would say in the UK.
Yeah.
And I got a problem with Super Sammy, the producer.
What's the problem?
The problem is that the wrong flavor Pellegrino is in the soda machine, and I've asked for this situation.
I thought it was something important.
I'll take care of this.
I've asked for this now for 2 weeks.
I'm taking care of this. Sammy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sammy, bring me my taser.
The big one or the little one?
Don't smart off. Bring me my taser.
It's only going to get worse for you if you lip smack.
And as for the rest of us, we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule. We've got George on the line. He's going to play that game against Christian. We're going to ask you a question about you too.
Oh, simple, Andy.
And George second guesses you for fun and prizes. That's next on The Sound. All right, let's get into the Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right. It's open, and on the phone we have George. Is that right, George? Can you hear me?
Yes, this is George. How you doing, Andy? How you doing, Christian? What's going on, baby?
Lots of energy. I like that.
Let's
maybe
do
half
this.
A cup next time. George, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Simi Valley.
Simi Valley. Fantastic. George, hold on. I'm going to ask a question about you two here at the end, and you can weigh in for a chance of getting some concert tickets. And I'm sorry you have to witness this, George, but Sammy just walked in. Sammy, is it true that you did not stock the vending machine with orange Pellegrino for Christian?
Yeah, that's true.
Sammy, give me your arm.
Okay.
I have an $8 taser that Danny from the morning show purchased. It's a Chinese $8 taser that's more powerful than it should be. Give me your arm. Here we go.
Oh, God! That's what you get.
Sammy, go supply Christian with orange Pellegrino soda water at the level to which he's accustomed.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, then. Moving on. It is Friday, March the 18th, 2016. Christian, we'll get to the YouTube in just a minute. This is the day in 1969, though, that the Rally for Decency takes place at the Orange Bowl in Miami. It's where 30,000 people pretend to be outraged by Jim Morrison of the Doors allegedly showing his junk at a concert 3 weeks before. Something his bandmates on stage deny ever happened, and something for which Jim's been pardoned since then. But it's organized by a goody-goody 17-year-old, and the flyers say, quote, long hairs and weird dressers not admitted. Who is admitted? Anita Bryant.
Mm.
And Kate Smith, the Letterman, Jackie Gleason. Let's hear some Anita Bryant, just for curiosity.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Woof. I think I'd rather watch Jim Morrison dance around naked. I'm going to be fully honest with you. Bet that was no fun. Happy 31st anniversary to Billy Joel and his uptown girl, Christie Brinkley. They marry on this day in 1985 on a boat near the Statue of Liberty. Well, kudos on such an enduring marriage. What's that? I am being told they no longer celebrate that blessed event. All right.
No.
I'll make
no.
a note of that. No. Christian, here is your quiz. We're going to bring George back in for this. 19 years ago today, 1997, on this day, U2 released their pop album. Christian,
mm-hmm.
name two songs on the pop album.
Lemon and The Sun Never Sets.
Is that correct, George?
On the pop album.
Yeah, is that true or false? Is he right or not?
I think he's lying because I don't think so.
You
think
are right.
Yes.
He made those.
Yeah,
well, the other one he did not make up. But
lying.
You're going to go see Pat
like,
Benatar and Neil Jordan.
Like,
hold. Hey,
like
I'm going to tase you in just a second,
hold on,
George.
Now.
Kill me.
Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, Melissa Etheridge at the Greek Theater.
I actually know that album.
August 21st, you're going to get it. Yeah, the reason he doesn't know the songs on that album is because that album is what they call a stiff.
Yeah, it was a flop.
A stiff.
U2's flop.
Yeah, it's really not very good. Although, there was one Y107 buzz cut.
I was going to say staring at the sun. Yeah.
But you know what we're going to do since that album is Drek? We're going to let the Cars play us out today.
See what you did there.
Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's Rick Ocasek's birthday. Did I mention that?
Nope.
That's why we're doing it. This is Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound.
That is Faction.
I think singing over the ends is just as bad as singing over the fronts. I'm going to be honest, yeah.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. It is time for a song fight. Are you ready? Each day around this time, Christian and I each clear our throats and pick a song by secret ballot. We don't know what each other's picked. And then you tell us what your gut says wins by a text vote. Christian, you won yesterday with a slimy move. So what you got today to kick us off?
I wasn't clearing my throat. I was doing my fight voice.
Oh, that was good.
Yes.
That was nice.
All right, so here's my pick for today. Sweet, sweet, sweet silence.
Ah, little Valerie.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Steve Winwood Valerie.
I'm a huge Winwood. This video is incredible. I'm going to post it on the Andy in the Afternoon page. Not a penny saved on this thing, dude. Big budget.
Yeah? You're being sarcastic?
Yes.
All right, Valerie, that's a solid choice. I like this thin MP3 version
it's
of it
really
from
great.
The internet.
YouTube is
fantastic.
The best way to listen to music is off of YouTube, yeah, links, if you're doing it at home.
It's the way Neil Young does it.
Yeah.
Anyway, great song.
Thanks, buddy.
Can't argue with that.
No.
So I'm going to have to pull out some big guns, I think, to combat this one.
Okay.
Disco song from the Rolling Stones, Black and Blue album, called Emotional Rescue.
I think this is a pretty good, this is a good fight.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a two somewhat diametrically opposed, but nonetheless equally valid choices.
Yeah, although you're going to win because you're... Social media machine is bigger than mine. Anyway, if you like Andy's song, this one, Emotional Rescue from the Rolling Stone, text A to 21003. If you like Christian's song, Valerie by Steve Winwood, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 p.m. And in a few moments, I might announce your name on the payroll. Wouldn't that be great to get $100? Not yours. Wouldn't that be great to get $100? Find out soon. Oh, and you should text payroll to 21003 if you want to get into that running. We'll do it all next on The Sound.
Made Joe on The Sound payroll, and you'll like it, yes you will, the payroll.
Please don't sing over the payroll jingle.
Oh, sorry, it's offensive to the people that made it.
All right, so will it be $700 for Jay McCoy of Riverside? He's
Good
only
Lord.
Got $600. He's already got six.
700?
He's got 600 so far.
That's this, amazing.
If no one calls back, it would be seven. So it's in your hands. Eva Enriquez of South El Monte. Oh, we got to give you the $100 to get you out of South El Monte. That's have they gotten a public library yet? I kid South El Monte. It's the garden spot. We're close. Eva Enriquez of South El Monte. Call back right now. 888-696-1003. Don't give me a dirty look. Like, you're the biggest friend South El Monte's ever had.
I'm running for mayor of South El Monte.
888-696-1003. Call us back in 10 minutes, Eva Enriquez of South El Monte. A Billy Squire on this one. A team called Everybody Wants You. This is one you can make loud.
You have turn my permission. This one up. Yeah.
I'm going to turn it up in the studio here. Blow
dance.
A speaker. Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. This is 100.3. The sound, the heartbeat of the Southland. We called out Eva Enriquez's name at the top of the hour, Christian, and got her on the phone. Eva Enriquez, how you doing?
I'm doing great now that you called my name.
Yeah, you're on the sound payroll, sister.
That's so awesome.
$100.
Cool.
And you live and work in South El Monte?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do. I'm a crossing guard, and I always listen to you guys.
You're what?
I'm a crossing guard.
Oh, fantastic.
So I have my radio on, and I'm listening to you guys, and I'm listening for my name. And
that's awesome. South El Monte, it's a sewer, right? It's not a good place.
It's not that bad.
I'm kidding. I kid South El Monte. We go way back.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
So, well, let's see at the top of the hour here, Eva, if you can stay on for another hour. I'd like you to take this. I'd like you to set a record.
I hope I could, Andy. Oh, gosh, it would be so exciting if I could.
All right. Well, we'll find out here in a little while. But, Eva, great to talk to you.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a good one.
And you do the same. She's awesome. I like her.
Lovely.
You're going to do a breakdown.
I am.
Really soon.
And I'm going to play parts of a song that you haven't heard before.
Oh, that'll be fun, too. Mm. It's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Christian.
Yes, Andy.
Break it down again.
You know David Bowie's Let's Dance, Andy.
I do.
Do you know who graced that song with his guitar stylings?
I do. It's the incomparable Stevie Ray Vaughan. Before he was Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was famous.
Yeah, the super glued fingers of Stevie Ray Vaughan doing this all over this jam. There you go.
Wow. Steve Ray Vaughan. Pretty great.
It's awesome.
Well, listen for that in its home environment. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Nicely done, Christian.
Gone but not forgotten.
That's so good. So good. Thanks for sharing that with us, Christian.
It's my pleasure, Andy.
This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian James Hand. And what do we got coming up? This is the interesting thing. This program, it's a couple months old, right? Did you know that there is a fan club for it?
Well, I did.
Well, and I was talking to you that time.
Okay.
This is a watershed moment for me. I'm 47 years old.
You don't look a day over 46, my friend.
And this is the first time in my life I've had a fan club oriented to something that I do. It's to you as well. Probably more you than me, now that I think about it. Yeah. Anyway, the president of that fan club, essentially, the person who runs the Facebook page, Andy in the Afternoon, the Fan Lounge, he's going to visit us. He's going to be here this hour. and we're going to bore him to shreds.
Yeah, he's going to probably fold up the fan club
be
immediately.
The last day.
Yeah, yeah. So make the most of it on Facebook if you can, because it's over.
Yeah, it's a hoop. Yeah. We're going to be playing some classic rock. And, you know, at the top of the hour, I'm going to call out another name for the payroll. If you haven't texted your name yet, you should do that. Payroll, text payroll to 21003. That's all one word, payroll, 21003. Standard rates apply. And don't text and drive. That'd just make you, that'd make you real... real silly, I think. See you in the afternoon. You know, your prospects are pretty limited when you're born with a name like Thomas Earl Petty.
It's true.
You're either going to be a stock car driver.
Yeah.
Or are you going to front a band?
Could you be a stock car driver and front a band?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a double down, my friend.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I zig when you zag, my friend.
Here's Tom Petty. The American Girl on 100.3 The Sound.
Coming around the final bend.
Andy in the afternoon, by the way. Heartbeat of the Southland.
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m., and I'm going to be high. There's a kite by then.
It's Andy in the afternoon at 100.3 The Sound with the Stones. And speaking of the Stones, I want to play you a little Stone selection. I love Mick when he does the falsetto.
I'm trying to work out how you're going to tie this into anything that any of the rest of us care about.
Okay. Well, you might care about this. This is the song that you picked for Song Fight. We each pick a song every day at 10 minutes until 4. I'm the same boy I used to be. So there you go. Each day we pick a song by secret ballot, and then you tell us what your gut says wins. If you like Andy's song, The Emotional Rescue, then you should text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, this one, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive, you big dummy. And standard rates apply. The results announced after 6 o'clock. And we're going to announce your name in just a few minutes at the top of the hour. Hopefully, if you've texted your payroll to 21003, you'll be in the running to win $100 and get on the Sound's payroll. Or we'll just give another $100 to Eva. I like Eva.
She was great.
I want to do that. Give her another $100. We'll find out in moments. Oh, a little thing called 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock is next as well on the Sound. Name of Debbie Williams of Long Beach. Debbie Williams of Long Beach, if that is your real name. Call us at 888-696-1003. Starting the clock right now.
Andy.
You get 10 minutes to call us at 888. Let me get through this.
Start
888-696-1003. And if you do, we'll give you $100. Otherwise, we're perfectly happy giving another $100 to Eva Enriquez of South El Monte, because I thought she was
lovely.
Salt of the earth.
Yep.
I thought she was a quite a nice young lady. And that's all I have to say about that. But I would like to say the Workday Whistle is supported by Chevy Silverado. It's Chevy Truck Month. Visit your Southern California Chevy dealer for the most complete lineup of pickups. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. 100 minutes of it starting up right now. And this hour, you get to meet our fan club president. What a dubious honor that.
Yes, yes.
On the way. This is Andy in the afternoon. It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock, and we're not stopping, but I should let you know that Eva Enriquez gets another $100. She's got $200. We're going to forget about it for the rest of the night, and then 8 o'clock in the morning, that's when Mark in the morning will pick up the mantle and maybe call you. So text payroll to 21003. Standard text rate supply. Don't do it while you're driving. That'll get you in the running to have your name called out one of these days. And as promised, while I play some U2 here, we've got a guest in the studio, an esteemed guest, ladies and gentlemen, the director, the president, the curator of the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, Aaron Au. Thank you, Aaron.
Yes.
For all you do, sir.
If you're not a member, you should go on Facebook and ask to be.
Yeah, there's like almost 700 members of this thing, if you can believe it. This show?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I wanted to ask you, Aaron.
Yes.
This experience, being up here, meeting Christian, meeting me, is this a great time or the greatest time?
It's like that painting where you're touching the hand of God.
Oh, I thought it was more like the spots that sometimes looks like a boat and then sometimes isn't a boat. It's just
like
a bunch
of
spots.
It's two faces or is it a chalice?
Yeah.
It's two faces.
Which of those
chalice?
Is it? Yeah, it's more like that.
It's like an Escher print.
It's a schooner.
Mm. I like that.
We are. We're the schooner of radio. Yeah.
Well, if you, what do they have to do to get this?
They
stuff
can
to
find
like the
us
page,
on
or?
Facebook and look under groups for Andy in the Afternoon.
And they just like it or whatever, and you get back to them? Is that how that works?
Go ahead and put in a request, and I'll go ahead. Me, myself, Renee, or Christy can approve them to be a part of the,
nice.
The page.
Go get approved now.
Yeah.
Christian.
Hi, Andy.
Why don't you break it down again?
I just noticed something, Andy. Nobody
what is that?
In the Doobie Brothers is actually named Doobie.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's like the Thompson twins weren't Thompson nor twins.
I mean, there's no
discuss.
Bob Doobie, Jeff Doobie.
No, you would think.
Yeah, the lead singer's name is
Johnston. Tom Johnston. Yeah. They should have been the Johnston Brothers.
Do you know that he could actually sing pretty darn well, this Johnston
Give me an example.
Fella.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People are getting ready for the news. Some are happy and some are sad. Oh, we gotta let the music play. What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it on through. Lord, now mama got you after a while. Whoa, whoa, listen to the music.
Terrible.
Whoa, whoa, listen to the music.
I'm in church.
I knew they couldn't sing.
Whoa, whoa, listen to the music all the time.
I mean, come on.
That's really good.
Ludicrously good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for doing that, Christian.
It's
and,
my pleasure.
Our fan club president, Aaron Au, is here. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Were you entertained?
Thumbs up.
Well,
all right.
I mean, how could you not be?
He's the only one we're trying to please today.
What is a doobie, Andy?
Are you a doobie? It's like a romper room thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. That makes sense now.
Andy in the Afternoon. Nice job, Christian.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to have a quick contest here in this sweep of 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. I'm about to play a song, and I want you to, because Aaron Au, he's in here, is the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook fan club president, and he always posts stuff that we talk about, and sometimes he posts it before Christian can even post it. So I'm going to ask you both, hands in the air, get ready to get on your keyboards. I'm going to throw you a topic, and the person who gets it on Facebook first, and everybody listening, you can go to your computer and see who gets the post up first about this topic. The topic is, director James Cameron had only one person in mind to play the liquid metal Terminator T-1000. Not Robert Patrick, who ended playing it. It was the rocker who's singing this song right here, Billy Idol. I want you to post an article about that. As quickly as you can, go. And the rest of us, I think I might have a beer. Listen to some Billy Idol on the sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock is underway. And it continues with the winner of the song fight. You see, every day here on the sound, Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot, and then you vote by text. Saying which one you think wins. Just go by your gut. And that balloting period is over.
Round one, fight.
And so we thought we'd let our fan club president, Aaron Au, who's visiting us today, reveal the results of today's song fight. He had Valerie, Steve Winwood, Christian did, and I had Emotional Rescue from the Rolling Stones. Aaron, open the answer. What are the results?
The results of the song fight? Christian Hand, 47%. Andy takes it with 53%.
Oh, you sneaky little bugger.
How about that? I feel good.
All right.
Get my disco shoes on.
So we draw.
Nothing I can do.
No, you're still up one.
Don't sing!
What a late entry, Christian. What do you got going?
We don't usually go this crazy, but you know why? We've got Aaron out.
I think you're trying to show off.
I'm showing off in front of the head dude in charge of our fan club. So,
what's going to break down?
You know what? I think this band is somewhat sort of overlooked when it comes to the vocal world. You know, you don't necessarily think. Like they're singing that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk about things and nobody
cares. I mean, this is like 1976, so it's like you're wearing out things and
nobody wears. There's no computers. There's no cutting and pasting. You're calling my name, but I gotta make clear. I can't say baby where I'll be in a year.
1975, actually.
75.
Toys in the Attic.
Man. So good.
How long do we have to wait until it comes around?
It's, you know, it's like the riff happens, right? And then, Some sweat hog of mama with a face like a gent.
Said my get up and go, must have got up and went. Say sweat hogger mama?
Yeah.
Well, I got good news, she's a real good liar.
Like Vinnie Barbarino?
Cause a backstage boogie set your pants on fire.
Mr. Cotter.
What? Let's drop it in. Let's drop it into its natural habitat.
But just listen for those harmonies when you hear it now. It's pretty incredible what they're doing there, man. That's a stack of dudes.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's lots of drugs involved.
Yeah, they were pie-eyed for most of this, let's be honest.
There you go, the Toxic Twins. Nicely done. You've been on fire today.
I really have. I'm very tired.
It's Andy in the afternoon.
I'm going to take a nap.
On the sound. Who are you? It's Andy in the afternoon. That's who we are, 100.3 The Sound. You've been enjoying 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. I appreciate you hanging out with us. And seriously, you've got other choices to spend your afternoon listening to, so we really do appreciate you being with us. And this guy over here, Aaron Au, he runs our Facebook page, the fan page, and really appreciate all you do and all the support you give us. And that's probably the only time we're going to be nice to you because we're face-to-face. And the anonymity of the internet makes it so much easier to be mean.
What else can I do to not listen to this? You said we have other choices and stuff. I don't feel like I have any other choices, really. I have to be
here. You are kind of grandfathered into this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Good for everybody else, then.
But we'd like to say goodnight in just a couple of moments. And Aaron, if you wouldn't mind sticking around and accompanying us on the goodnight song, that's coming up next. We're going to say goodnight to you, Lawrence Welk style. I didn't have you potted up for that. That's because I really don't care to hear what you have to say.
Nah.
Just wanted to make an empty gesture.
Yeah.
Okay, that's next. And Rita Wild coming up too soon on The Sound. Stick around. 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today. Rita Wild is up in just a moment or so. But if you are just tuning in, this is the way we say goodbye every night. Because when I was a kid, my parents made me watch that god-awful Lawrence Welk show. I mean, that wonderful program, the Lawrence Welk show. And they always ended their program this way. And so I'm passing the love on to you, everyone. And our fan club president, Brian Au, is playing kazoo on this. Wait, I don't have the words for it. Oh, here we go.
For crying out
loud. I got the words.
Sorry, Aaron. I apologize.
I got nervous with the
band. This isn't how it went in rehearsal.
Good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part. Good bubbles. I know that you'll always remain in my heart. good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
And a prayer.
That every dream comes true.
And now until we meet again.
Sing adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivian. Yeah. Nice job, Aaron.
Well Thank done, you. Sir.
Good Thank job. You very Silas much. Is 5 1/2 today.
Is he really?
5 1/2.
Happy yes. half year birthday.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Silas.
Here comes Rita Wild. She's going to have fun with you the rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm going
to
sing over this one.
Oh, good.
Ready?
Just a song. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight.